You're listening to the Bit in the Middle show here on Mason Radio. I'm Paul, and I've got today with me John and Ange from Maidstone Canoe Club. Hope you're settling okay over there.
Yeah, very good, thank you. Yeah,
you're coming across very well, I have to say.
Thank you.
Don't sound too nervous. And didn't keep Ange quiet for very long, did we?
No, I did warn you about that, didn't I? She said she was going to keep quiet all the way through, but I think it's about 30 seconds.
I think as soon as you started talking about alcohol, she seemed to chirp up.
Yeah, loosened up a bit, of course.
Anyway, enough about that. So, John, without dwelling on it too much, you said you'd had some difficulties in your life and you lost your wife. How do you think getting out in the open air and getting into the canoeing and stuff like that has helped you with coping with all that?
It's helped massively, Paul. I think, you know, as I said, I was at a low ebb, you know, both emotionally and physically. I'd always talked to Rachel about, you know, taking on a new hobby, something we hadn't done before. And right from the outset, as I said, on the beginner's course, but then you go out on paddles and you meet up with people, you have a chat, you know, it's nice, it can be nice and sedate. It can be, you know, quite invigorating if you're doing the white water, but if you're just going up and down the river, there's a real social side to it. I've got people that I've met there that, you know, I'll bump into in the boathouse and we'll say hello, smile, yeah, you know who they are. But I've also genuinely got some great, which hopefully will now be lifelong friends, that have helped me through that time. So yeah. It's really hard to put into words, but emotionally and physically, it's helped me massively. It's put me in a really, really good place now that I didn't think I'd be in at this stage. And I've talked to other people that not necessarily got the same situation as me, but maybe going through some troubled times. And the club has done that for them as well. So yeah. if you're out there and you want to take on something new, if you're not, don't think it's physically ready, that isn't an issue. It can be as sedate or as physically active as you want it to be.
Yeah.
But it's a great social hub.
Yeah, and I get that. And you know, that's what we're trying to promote, really. I think people have this perception that getting involved in any kind of sporting activity is going to be hours of sweat and endurance, you know, and it is as much about the mental side, the mental well-being, the socializing. And as we always say with parkrunners, you know, yourself, everything like this needs volunteers as well. It isn't just about actually taking part. You can get involved and be part of the social scene just by being a volunteer quite often.
Yeah.
I don't know if that applies at the canoe club as well. There's probably people in the background who don't do a lot of canoeing, but help to run things, you know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, a lot of them will be canoeing at some level because, you know, you can do that no matter what your ability. Mm. But what you do get is you get a lot of coaches, you know, they are giving up their own time to help other people.
Yeah.
When you're out on a paddle, generally, they'll always be looking out for what the new beginners are doing. For example, on a Sunday afternoon and a Wednesday evening, we have an open session where there's coaches like Ange, paddle assistants like myself that can go out and just help new people and make sure that they're comfortable and everyone is supervised. So it's a very much an open session for people that have been through a beginner's course.
Sure.
But they can be literally beginners and still enjoy getting out on the river.
Yeah.
And meeting other people. We do insist that if people involved in the paddle and a pint, that they are at a certain level, because obviously once you've had a beer or two, you need to be able to cope on the river. But yeah, there's a real social element to it.
Yeah, brilliant. But at the other extreme, I take it there's probably racing involved. Is there, if you want to take it that far?
There's so much. Yeah, I've mentioned the sea kayaking, I've mentioned white water. We've got a racing club. We've literally got the different boats, not the plastic boats, that fly up and down the river. You know, Ange again has got involved in some of that. I've tried it out a couple of times. I kept dry last time, didn't I? But usually I end up in the river on those ones. They're a little bit less stable than I'm used to. But you got, you know, key people there, Brian and Catherine, that, you know, really a big part of the racing team. And one of our close friends, Claire. Hello, Claire. Hopefully you're listening. She's going to be in the race in April the 3rd, isn't she? With Alan. So first time she's done that, she's out training regularly two or three times a week, on the races. So absolutely. If you go on the website, you can pick up on a lot of that. There's lots of different photographs and things. The website's really easy. Just go in, Google Maidstone Canoe Club, and it will take you straight there and explain everything.
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah, we'll come back and talk a little bit about how people can get involved and what the costs are and, you know, whether they're in equipment, all that sort of stuff in just a moment. Ben had a quick question before he left.
Okay.
He said, what do you do if you turn upside down and it's cold?
Well, you get out safely and quickly. There's always going to be someone around. Yeah, we never encourage people going out on their own. There's always going to be someone around. You will be told and trained how to get out safely when you do the beginner's course, hence why we insist that people go through that or they've got a certain level of ability.
Yeah.
But again, we don't let that put us off going out and training. Again, Andrew, myself, along with some others a few weeks ago, were out in the Medway practicing Andrew's practicing rolling, I was practicing just getting wet and getting out safely. So we cover that off, and you know, you really don't have to worry about that. There's always people to help. You wear buoyancy aids so you can get to the side safely, and people will be there helping you do so.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, do excuse my rather cheesy music selection, but I found a bit of Bobby Darin I thought was quite appropriate for you guys. This is Splish Splash.
Sounds good.